opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in this morning on June the 21st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just come in there, join our chat room, and as people have already, and of course, always, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
Pretty good.
Good. And John, I see John Dixon's in our chat room. And, well, this is Thursday and on the spot with Linda Bott. So, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Carl?
You're looking very, very cute today.
Why, thank you. That's very nice to hear.
You look very relaxed in here and ready to rock, huh?
I am. There's all kinds of things in the news out there today to talk about.
There is. And we've got a full show here. You know, we have... Dolores Lucero came in and is in today. She's going to talk about her latest battle with the city of Shasta Lake, and we'll ask her a few questions there. We also have Senator Maurice Johannesson's going to be here.
Mojo. I haven't seen Mojo. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, he's going to give us an update of what's happened, you know, with a lot of things. Plus, I want to get his take on what's happening down in Sacramento. You know, I've gone from calling them bureaucratic thugs to calling them a mob. They're just a mob. They're leaderless. They go from spot to spot and cause damage.
So
the people in Sacramento are a mob. That's what I think.
Well, you know, they don't seem to have any direction, and they're still ducking and weaving and trying to just make sure that the status quo continues. They don't seem to make any effort to change what we know is a really badly flawed and broken situation.
And they introduce bills like, you know, they spend all their time on introducing bills about dogs hunting bears, you know, and mountain lions, or, oh, let's seal the 9/11 records because Demi Moore, an actress, had, you know, because she was really locked, you know, really under the influence of drugs. And so, they made that announcement. So they're spending their time on insignificant things that don't impact on anybody, and instead of trying to fix, you know, pension reform, the economy, making it easier for business, taking care of the veterans' home. I mean, why does it take hundreds and hundreds of veterans moving to, converging on Sacramento to make them open up a home that's already built?
And sitting out there looking beautiful and needing to be opened up. And the exercise in Sacramento continues to be somewhat akin to rearranging the deck chairs and just letting it
Like I said, they are a mob. They're leaderless. They lurch from cliche to bumper sticker. I mean, there's a bumper sticker saying, let's go to that, let's fix that. I mean, there's no – and when they get there, they despoil the area.
Well, they kind of thumb their nose at us. They don't care, and it's the whole budget thing. We pass losses. You don't get paid if you don't do a budget. So they pass a budget. They get somebody to buy in that it's balanced. That's a joke. It's not balanced. It's not going to solve any problems. Now we play the game again until we vote on the taxes, and they threaten us with cutting all these things if we don't vote on the taxes. Who's going to vote for that tax?
Nobody's going to vote for that
tax. That's ridiculous.
You know what? He's already paid off the teachers, because he wanted their backing on it. So he gave them that ruling that, you've got to hire them. You can't fire them. You can't fire anybody. You've got to keep them all hired, even though they knew there wasn't going to be money at the mid-year. Tom Armolino sat right here. He goes, it's stupid. It's absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
our local school officials, I talk to them from time to time, and a lot of them are good friends of mine, the administrators, and they are so frustrated because they've got people on the payroll that don't belong on the payroll. They know they need to to economize at the local level, and they have solutions. They have things that if they were allowed to run their schools, just like if local government was allowed to run their operation, we could solve problems at the local level. These administrators and school teachers that we've got, they could make their classrooms work if the state and the federal government would get the heck out of their way.
There you go. And speaking of getting out of her way, we're going to get out of the way of Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, so she can give us the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, stocks have slipped into the red after reports showed manufacturing in Europe and China have slowed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 27 points at 12,796. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1349. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 21 points at 2908. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's positive 16 cents, trading at 22.83. Philip Morris International down $1.14 at 87.37. ConocoPhillips off 20 cents, trading at 54.24. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 11 cents at 68.40. PepsiCo positive 51 cents, trading at $69.42. Costco up 79 cents at $92.30. Treasury prices are higher. The 10-year note is price yield 1.65%, and the 30-year bond is 2.73%. For commodities, gold is down $33.50 an ounce at $1,582.30. Silver's down 88 cents at $27.50. Crude oil off 88 cents, trading at $80 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They give us the latest in what's going on in the market, and they are located on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here. Today, Linda is on assignment. On the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And Enjoy Magazine is going to be here. So it's going to be an exciting night because we've got, you know, there's movies in the park are starting again.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reddy and Harley Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning. Carl Lundbott, Linda's on assignment. Trish Clark's here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And we need to have the weather. Bad Bob, I know you love the music.
One of my personal favorites. All right, currently we've got 65 degrees in town, and looking out for today, we're going to have an absolutely beautiful day. High is going to be about the mid-90s, overnight lows in the 60s. Possible thunderstorms and a high of 76 for tomorrow as we get into our second day of summer. Chance of rain 50%. Of course, those thunderstorms do mean increased fire danger. Once again, in Reading, we've got 65 degrees. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, pizza night. Linda and I are going to go up for pizza tonight. We are.
You want company?
Well, you're always welcome to come up, Trish. And, of course, this weekend with music, 474-5546. Those pizzas, by the way, are made in a wood-fired oven, you know, a kiln.
Yes.
And they're handmade, every one of them. So we're going to go on up and get pizza
they're very special.
They are. Hey, you know what? Speaking of something that's very, very special, we like to give a great shout-out to our latest returning veteran, June Seapri. Served 5 years in the Army, including 1 year tour in Afghanistan, and she was an MP, and she got home yesterday.
And was greeted by her twin sister and family, and was that a great picture in the paper?
Was that a great picture in the paper?
It was.
Anyway, thank you so much for your service, June. I mean, absolutely. Thank you so much for your service, putting your life on the line for our country.
5 years. That's a chunk out of a young girl's life.
Right after she graduated from high school.
Yeah, good for her.
But the thing is that she knew she was going to go to war. She knew she was putting herself in harm's way. You're a hero, June. If nobody's told you that, soldier, well, we're telling you right now.
Yeah, thank you so much for your service.
That's right. Hey, we've got in the studio Dolores Lucero. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dolores.
So, Dolores, what's up?
Well, I just want to remind everybody that I'm still actually going to court for my, my charges. They're charging me. To remind everybody that I'm still looking for donations. I'm also trying to get the word out that there is corruption still in the city and in the county. And I do have a website put together, and I appreciate it if people could go to my website. What I like to say is that I did put a big sign on my truck, basically with my photo on the window, and it says, City of Shasta Lake whistleblower, ex-councilwoman Dolores Lucero, facing 3 to 5 years in prison for exposing the city of Shasta Lake for breaking many laws. And it says, please help me fight government corruption by donating to www.lucerodefensefund.com. If you have any questions, you can also reach me on my phone, 410-7204.
You know, Dolores, you've been the county of Shasta has put charges against you. Do you think there's some kind of conspiracy here?
Absolutely.
Do you think there's conspiracy between Steve Carlton and the city of Shasta Lake?
To be honest with you, absolutely. Because why would anybody want to charge a whistleblower who actually has been exposing the city?
Well, maybe because of the method you used.
The method that I use, actually, I understand they're saying that it's the documents that supposedly that they're saying I submitted. They're basically false, which how can they be false when somebody decides to sign under perjury that they said that this document what they're signing is true under perjury? So all of a sudden, the five people supposedly, all of a sudden, when the investigator went to speak with them, they changed their mind on their testimony when they signed those documents. So I don't understand that.
Well, because they said that you had misled them on it.
There's no way I would do that, and I would not put myself in that situation. Absolutely.
Well, but see,
not.
that's what the trial's about.
Right.
It's going to be you said, they said.
Well, yeah, they are. And unfortunately, they didn't do their investigation the way they should have. They should have investigated the other people who actually was with me when I went and spoke to some of these people. So, you know, for them to
But Dolores, won't all that come out in the trial? I mean, as we stand right now, there are a lot of allegations against the city and against the county and against mm-hmm. you, and quite frankly, none of that has been proven in a court of law.
Right.
When it does go to court, and if a decision is made in your favor or against you, is there an end in sight to this, or does it just go on?
There will be, I guess, when it all comes out, it's all going to show, you know, who was lying, who said the truth, and who was holding back on documents and why they didn't take action.
Are you going to put the city of Shasta Lake on trial also?
That would be up to Aaron William, which is he's an attorney who's appointed for him to represent me. But I spoke with him regarding having another attorney come in from Los Angeles, because I do need somebody else besides him, because I explained to him that I need someone who's going to fight for me and who's going to be doing what's best for me.
And Aaron's a public defender?
No, he's a private attorney.
No, the one that they appointed for you.
Yes.
So he's a public defender.
Well, he's paid for by the county public defender
okay.
program.
Right.
He's an alternate probably yeah. conflict
and
issue with the public defender's
right.
office.
And he's okay. great. I like him and everything. And he understands where I'm coming from.
And who would pay for the attorney from Los Angeles?
Well, that's something me and him were going to be talking about tomorrow, because I have an appointment with him tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So how can people get a hold of you again?
They could also go, like I said, they could reach me at 410-7204. If they have any other new information, because I've been running to a lot of people with new information, I appreciate if they could come forward and not to be afraid. I actually am the one who's taking the hit because they, you know, but we need to, you know, not be afraid. And what they're doing to me, that's kind of teaching people to be afraid if you tell the truth. I won't be afraid of telling the truth, and I have to do what's best for the people and for me by speaking up. And even if I have to put the sign on my car driving around exposing that, you know, that there is corruption, and I'm not afraid.
Okay.
To do that.
We've got to take a break. And I guess it's been Dolores Lucero talking about what's the latest with her and her update. And, you know, Dolores, good luck. I hope this thing comes to a speedy conclusion.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes I feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl. And the bot Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. I enjoy the little bit of a rapport that we do. We ought to do that on the air, but
the bleeping
we
that
solved
would go
a
on.
Lot of problems in between.
We did. If I was king, just for a day, that would be okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you. Speaking of being treated king-like at Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy drinks, discounts for veterans, finest walk-in humidor in the state, last stick standing sale on cigars. They will meet or beat any price of tobacco in this town, plus the fact they're local. They're local and they care for our community. Joe and Shelley, what can I say? I mean, they really do care about our community in so many different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I have one little comment I want to make. If you were a candidate in the last election and or you had a cause in the last election, it is time to take down your signs.
Especially if you lost.
Well, either way.
Either way.
If
yeah,
you're
right.
still in the race and you got to go again in November, if I have to look at your sign until November, you're not getting my vote. It's time okay. to take
got
down
it.
The sign.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We're talking about how to get money, how to bring money to Shasta County, right?
Okay.
Well, Sydney, Australia has figured it out. The owners have just decided to add $12.2 million addition to Sydney's mega brothel. That's right, a mega brothel in Sydney, Australia, because the sex trade there is legal and they're inspected and the whole thing. And they're building rooms with multiple beds, pool tables, you know, the whole shooting match, maybe, you know, who knows, waterfalls. But what a moneymaker.
And
you know, the feds couldn't run the Mustang Ranch. They ran it right into the ground.
That's right.
As long as they can keep government out of it, because the feds took over the Mustang Ranch and went broke.
That's right. I mean, here is something that
gambling and a brothel.
Gambling and a brothel in Nevada, and the government can't run it. You know what? Thank you. You know, this is so. Oh, you can't do that. Prostitution is bad.
It's around there. It's, you know, it's like gambling. If we're going to do either one, we probably need to be able to regulate it.
You need to make sure the girls are there because that's their choice.
Yes.
And they're not into some kind of being,
And they're under medical coverage.
Coverage and medical care. So
yes.
That there's, you know, so the whole thing. I mean,
So
are we advocating a brothel?
We can put that out on the Millville Plains right
could
next
to Could that put Shasta on the map?
Plant.
You know what?
That
the thing is.
Garbage, it's, and we've got it made. We can have all the money in the world.
Is it against the law in California to have brothels?
I believe so.
Yes.
Well, it's also against the law to offer sexually explicit material to children, and Barnes & Noble does that. As we've shown. If not, why did they move it? And we're not finished with that, by the way, Barnes & Noble. I ain't stopped yet because you put it next to the teen books. And that's not enough. Well, you didn't know that, Trish.
We'll talk about it
during the break here. Hey, we come back. We have Hugh Crooks, who is the commander of the American Legion for California. They're having a big convention here. Lots of people here for the American Legion. And we've got the director of it right here. You're going to be talking to him as soon as we get back. And he's a great guy. Carl Linda Bott, Trish Clark sitting in today.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a slow start on Wall Street as the markets search for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down 4 points. The unemployment line got a little bit shorter last week, but not enough to indicate a pickup in hiring. 387,000 people filing for first-time jobless benefits, topping the estimate for 380,000. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, rose to its highest level of the year. And Chesapeake Energy names a new chairman to replace founder Aubrey McClendon. The company appointed former ConocoPhillips chief executive Archie Dunham as its new chairman. McClendon will continue to serve as the company's chief executive and president. Chesapeake also added four new board members to its board of directors. Three were proposed by its largest shareholder, Southern Asset Management. The fourth by its second largest shareholder, billionaire investor Carl Icahn. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Meeting. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment. Trish Clark's here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. 7:35 in the morning. It's June the 21st. 65 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And I say that really a lot of times fast, and people are trying to write it down while they're driving, and they can't do that.
And that's not good.
No. Just remember 605 and 4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hop in our chat room. Good morning, Fargy. I see you just jumped in there. Of course, Indy Guy and John. John's on a crusade here. And I'm like, we'll talk about that at some other time. But John's on a crusade.
John's always got a crusade.
John is on a crusade. Stand by. Hey, we are honored to have in our studio today, Hugh Crooks, Jr., Commander, the Department of California, the American Legion. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning. Glad to be here this morning.
Nice to have you here.
It really is. You know, American Legion's in town, a whole bunch of you.
Yes, this is our state convention. This is a big part of the year that we live from one convention to the other. This is where most of the department's business is taken care of.
And what a great thing for the North State and for Shasta County to have the American Legion Convention here. I remember several years ago when I was on the Board of Supervisors, we had one of these conventions, and it was top-notch.
Well,
wonderful time.
Just to let you know that the last time we were here was that I was, in moving up, I was a district commander, just coming in to being a district commander. And then now it's back. The next time we come here is when I am the department commander. And that's a big, 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 a lot of steps and a lot of jumps.
Yeah. So how many people do y'all bring to Reading?
We're hoping to about 2,500. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2,500 people, we think. And this is very, very good for, you know, when you go to the either far north or far south, it's hard to get a lot of people.
But once they get here, they want to come back.
Always.
Are you treated well here?
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't think of a better place that I've been treated any better.
Good.
And this is, it's been, and I say that not tongue in cheek, but wonderfully. Everybody has been friendly, courteous, and have gone out of their way to help anybody that I've seen.
Well, that's great. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Hugh.
What can I say about myself? I'm a Vietnam veteran, combat veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I worked as a police officer and a police chief in Los Angeles County for 29 and a half years. Left there, worked at the Museum of Natural History in the operations, and then went to the Los Angeles County Register Recorder as the operations manager for their HR division before I retired. So total of all was, it's actually 39 years.
Mm. Wow.
And then the Legion.
Now, how many members in the American Legion, you know, in California or nationwide, whatever is easier?
Okay, easier for California. California, okay, we have approximately, adding them all together, about 140,000 Legionnaires. Now, just to give you an overall view of the American Legion, we are the largest wartime veterans organization chartered by Congress. We those Legionnaires are separated into what we call posts, and there's approximately 450 posts, which are further separated into 30 districts, and then further smaller areas, we have areas, which is six areas. So the six areas are overseen by what I call my vice commanders,
mm-hmm.
and the districts are overseen by district commanders and posts have post commanders.
So this is the largest, and this is officially designated by Congress, the American Legion, and it's the largest veterans organization in the country.
My deceased husband, Bob, was a member of the American Legion.
Well, I tell you what the American Legion really helps with is our veterans coming back. So many in helping with them and their and down at the VA and helping with claims and all of these things. It's obvious that you love service. And let me tell you, this guy is, I mean, this is a tough man. This is a tough guy. Vietnam vet, police officer, 29 years, and you shake his hand and gives you a hug. So right then you go, yeah.
That's good. I like hugs.
Yeah, well, yes, you do. we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Our guest is Hugh Crooks, who is the commander of the Department of California American Legion. 140,000 people answer to you. Do you write each one of them on their birthday?
No. I try sometimes, but not everybody.
Okay, all right. We're going to be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crisson's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Crisson's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Crisson's has 25% off new fully warranted OrthoGel mattresses during their factory authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand. Crisson's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crisson's.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're going to beat that drum. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, 7:43 in the morning. It's 68 degrees out there, June the 21st. And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy been there since 1985. If you want something sharpened, you take it to R&B Sharpening. They guarantee their work. They're good people. Good people. They will make bandsaw blades while you wait to order. Give them a call at 365-1479 or visit them at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6. R&B Sharpening. Great people. Really nice people out there. And I tell you what, my knife is so sharp, I'm almost afraid to carry it because I will hurt myself. You know, I've done that before. Anyway, Trish?
I'm going to go see them. I have about three or four knives that I'm going to hurt myself with because they're so dull, and you start forcing, and they need to be sharp.
They have to be sharp. A sharp knife, you know, is
as long as you know it's
dangerous.
Sharp, it's less dangerous.
That's right. It's less dangerous than just your average knife you have in your kitchen there that you will cut your fingers with because it'll bounce off a carrot.
Okay.
Then you'll have to snap your carrots instead of cutting your carrots.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Our guest is Hugh Crooks, Jr., who is the commander of the Department of California American Legion. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
You know, you're ahead of 140,000 Legionnaires here in the state of California. That's 140,000 people swings a big stick.
Yes, you are totally correct. We
And those are just the American Legion. There are a lot of veterans beyond the state of California.
As the head of the largest veteran service organization, I'm in a position a lot of times of either testifying to legislators or congresspeople, but when I do that, a lot of times I'm put in a position that I'm not testifying for the Legion, but I'm testifying for all the veterans.
Right.
So that's you know, so it's not just 140, it's, you know, it's 2.7 million that's in
2.7 million
in the state of California.
In the state of California. And
they can make a difference in the outcome of things if
what a power the veterans could be.
They could sway a lot of
They could
things if we could
just think if you had 1,000 veterans.
If they all supported the same issue.
Yeah. Well, just think if you had 1,000 veterans in the county of Shasta that decided to work for a candidate.
I'm here to tell you that it makes a big difference. I was very lucky to have and work closely with the veterans organizations in Shasta County while I was in office. And I so enjoyed the camaraderie and the support that I had with them for so many years. And they make a big difference in whether or not you get elected.
As the American Legion, we cannot endorse a political candidate. However, it doesn't stop. One of our biggest things is working and being involved in elections, being supporting. We do that a lot. I was talking to your police chief that was here.
Yeah, Rob Paletti.
And Rob, I had just talked to him about going up to Sacramento and testifying on behalf of a new bill that was being put forth about people in the military being transitioning over to the civilian side and police officers. What's happening now is there's, and I can't remember the Senate that's put forth, or the Assemblyman that's put forth a bill. And the bill basically says anybody that's been trained as a military policeman, they came and applied to the, we're talking state level.
Right.
In California, they would be given extra points.
Okay.
Now, this extra preference points. Now, they still have to go through a background check. They still have to go through an academy. But their chances of passing this academy quadruples because of their prior experience. And then on top of that, the state basically is a win-win. They get a trained, experienced police officer for a few points. It doesn't cost them any extra money. So they're getting everything the federal government has trained these people to do, plus the state's training. You know, so.
Absolutely.
And they
I think that's an excellent, you know, there's a lot of things in government where they give preferences for one thing and another. Certainly the veterans preference that's available in certain areas is very beneficial. And as you indicate, doesn't cost us anything, but gives us a better quality of individual out there on the streets.
Like right now, we're trying to open the third floor of our jail here. We've been trying to open it up, you know, since realignment. It's not even getting realignment, but since last October. Sheriff Basenko was on yesterday, and for 3 months, you know, they had to put out all the stuff. Anyway, the bottom line is 300 candidates or 250 candidates. He can't find 8 that he can hire.
He can't
find 8 candidates. I said, have you gone down to the transition assistance programs, the TAP programs down at the bases? And that, you know, their HR hasn't done that. And I thought, well, you need to do that because you've got hundreds of Marines, very qualified Marines, sailors, airmen that are leaving the service, and you offer them a chance to have a job up here paying $25 an hour to start in the North State. And yeah, you're going to be in the jail. You know, handling that, but then that's a stepping stone to get into the sheriff's department as a, you know, as a deputy too. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. which is, as we all know, a good.
I don't think a lot of people are aware of that issue that we have with hiring law enforcement. The pool that we draw from, we get a lot of applicants, but this has been going on for quite a while. People just don't get it. You get the first 800, and by the time you get through with the drug test, you're down to.
Between the physical agility when you stand, then when you
and
get to the background,
felonies.
And then the psychological,
yeah.
And they haven't even started an academy yet.
Yeah,
and then they have to pass that.
Yeah, and we're down to 3
least,
now, and
you've got to know at least one or two words of English, also. Which that, you know, that anyway,
it's a difficult chore.
It is. And now, Hugh, let's going back to the American Legion.
I'm sorry.
What's no? This is the, and I'm loving talking to you. What's the big thing on the agenda for the big topic on the agenda for this year for the American Legion?
For our convention? Basically, our convention is a little bit different than what people would think. All the business of the state is taken care of. We have what's called, there's not a little room that all the big shots go into and make up all what we're going to do and then say, okay, this is it. No. everything that anybody wants to do has to be put forth in a resolution form and actually voted on what we call on the floor of the convention. Even those people that are running for office, a statewide office, like to be commander, you have to be nominated, just like a political convention, on the floor. Someone has to say, and then everybody votes.
Are you up for re-election?
No.
You just get one shot at this.
I want you to understand, when you're commander of the American Legion, it's kind of like being governor for 1 year.
Okay.
So it's an intense, intense, intense year.
And I've just had one year?
1 year. Believe me, if you do it right, it's the best, most wonderful year of your entire life. You will never forget it, but you don't want to do it again.
And if you do it wrong, it could be like being governor of California. We got to take a break. Our guest, Hugh Crooks, who is the commander of the California's American Legion, 140,000 strong, but it's really even more than that, because that's just the American Legion. It doesn't even talk about the people it impacts on and the people that support the Legion. We'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. You know, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Enjoy Magazine. Going to be around. But Trish Clark is here, and we always love having Trish here. And I'm getting comments. He's saying, I love hearing Trish.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, you were a very well-loved and respected supervisor here in the county.
I absolutely love my job. That was just a fun thing to do, to be able to represent the fine citizens of Shasta County and hopefully make a little difference once in a while.
Oh, you did. Hey, our guest is Hugh Crooks, Jr., who is the commander of the Department of California American Legion, touches on the lives of well over 100,000, probably hundreds of thousands of people. Now, Hugh, the American Legion is more than just the American Legion. This is a family organization.
We have our membership shirts this year says California Legion Family. And Legion Family consists of not only the American Legion, but we have our auxiliary, which is a separate chartered organization by Congress, which are all the women. And then we have a couple of other programs within the American Legion, one of which is the Sons of the American Legion. We have there's a lot of men out there who are not veterans, but who in their family, they have a family member that would have qualified a father or grandfather for being a veteran. They're eligible. I'm personally a dual, what they call a dual member. I'm a member of the Sons because my father was a World War II veteran. And I am a veteran in my own right, so as being a Legionnaire and a member of the Sons of the American Legion. And then we have another program called the American Legion Riders, where if you are one of the others, you can join. And these are people who ride motorcycles, and they raise a lot of money.
Motorcycles. Imagine that.
Carl doesn't know anything about motorcycles.
I see American Legion Riders all the time. We have a big contingent up here. Riding. And the American Legion is such a part of Americana. When I see you all, you're wearing your American flag ties and, a lot of times, people don't really appreciate how much is being done by service organizations.
If I always like to tell people, you see somebody's service organization, especially veterans, just do me one favor. Walk up to them and tell them, thank you for your service to our country. It doesn't matter if they're a combat veteran or not. If they served, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Because these people, whatever they are, wherever they're serving, they're the ones that have actually told the government, here's a blank check. I will do whatever it takes that you want me to do, and that includes giving my life if necessary.
Well, yesterday we welcomed home one of our one of the soldiers. They just came back. You looked at the paper.
Yes.
She just came back after 5 years in the Army and a tour in Afghanistan for a year. And then I haven't talked about it, but we had three soldiers killed in Afghanistan yesterday.
Wow.
And 18 Afghans killed from a suicide truck at a checkpoint. So we can't forget that.
No.
Are you seeing younger veterans coming back?
Younger veterans are I understand this. Younger veterans that come back, they really don't want to join a lot of organizations. And the problem, and I know this because I was that way. But what I tell them is this. I said the American Legion is out there to help veterans, to help children. We have what we call the four pillars: veterans, national defense, veterans, rehabilitation, all these things that we stand for. I said, if you want to do this, then just join. And why? Because the GI Bill was written by a member of the American Legion and then submitted to Congress. And we got it passed because we are the largest. The update was written by the American Legion. All these things were all done by the American Legion. So this is why we tell them, if you join, they look at numbers. And maybe for 4, 5, or 6 years, 80% of our members don't attend. They do not attend meetings.
But they can join and be a part of
join
that.
Join and be a part, and that's the biggest thing they can do.
Okay. Carl, I want to tell you what we can see.
A minute and a half.
The people in Shasta County, how can we get involved in this convention that's coming up? Where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the convention center. Our convention actually starts on tomorrow. And it goes till Sunday. You can come and sit down and just look and see. You want to see, this is democracy in action.
And that's why I'm encouraging a lot of people to come look at the pomp and circumstance. And it's wonderful to watch what happens when all the veterans get together.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in today. I know how busy you are with all these people coming in. Hugh Crooks, Jr., who is the commander of the Department of California American Legions, 140,000 strong plus, really, it's even more than that. And his trusty sidekick back there, he was with him the whole time, making sure that the good commander gets where he has to be. Hugh, thank you so much for what you do
for
our country.
Thank you very much for allowing us to be here, and it's my honor to be here.
Well, we thank you, and it was a pleasure meeting with you today.
Thank you very much.
We come back, Senator Maurice Yohannesson and Mojo is going to be here. I hope, because I was having to flip things around because people are traveling. Carl Linda Bott, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
NKCNR, Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Supreme Court has decided, no, not on health care or Arizona's immigration law, but on union dues and FCC cases. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live outside the court.
And both rulings have to deal with the First Amendment in Knox versus SEIU, the 7-2 court, saying that union membership dues cannot be used for political campaigns or contributions without the consent of individual union members. Justice Alito writing, individuals should not be compelled to subsidize private groups or private speech. A unanimous Supreme Court also ruling against the Federal Communications Commission. Fox and ABC television stations challenging rules concerning fleeting expletives and brief nudity in live broadcast. The justices saying the FCC's enforcement is too vague to be applied, Dave.
Jared, the day after a House committee held the Attorney General in contempt of Congress over Fast and Furious, Eric Holder calls it
unwarranted, unnecessary, and unprecedented.
Holder says he's willing to compromise on the documents in question in the gun trafficking operation that sent weapons to Mexico. Republicans say he's stonewalling and hiding behind executive privilege, and the full House could vote next week. Closing arguments are this morning in Jerry Sandusky's child molestation trial. But the ex-Penn State coach is facing fewer charges. Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP live outside the courts.
Dave, earlier Judge John Cleland threw out three charges the former Penn State defensive coordinator was facing, saying they weren't borne out in the testimony of accuser number four. That leaves 48 charges, all of which Sandusky is denying. The defense wanted five more tossed out connected to the claim of a janitor who said he saw Sandusky with a young boy. Following closing remarks, the jury will get the case, Dave.
Bob, we bought fewer homes last month. Previously owned home sales fell 1.5% from April, but they're up 10% from a year ago. It's cheaper to get a mortgage, the 30-year fixed rate down to 3.66%, a new record low. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
A 6-year-old boy has died in a hospital in Texas 2 days after his 21-month-old stepbrother was killed in a shooting at a Holiday Inn in Laredo. Their mother was found dead 200 miles away. Her boyfriend, the younger boy's father, has been charged with murder. George Zimmerman claims he was being choked, and Trayvon Martin was going for his gun. His lawyer releasing tapes of Zimmerman's police interviews right after he shot and killed the teenager.
So I grabbed my gun, and I don't know if he did it at the same time or what the case was, but I got to it first.
Zimmerman's in jail awaiting a murder trial, though he claims it was self-defense. He wasn't arrested for months. Sanford, Florida, fired Police Chief Bill Lee yesterday for his handling of the case. There's a hurricane out in the Atlantic, but Chris, the first one of the season, is far from land, way up in the north. There is also the price of oil spiking lower, down below $80 a barrel for the first time since last October. They have a lot of cleanup to do in flooded out areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
In Duluth, Minnesota.
All right, we're getting rain, and then it doesn't ever stop, and you start getting a little worried.
Especially when 10 inches fall, the drenched earth giving way, breaking apart the foundation of a hotel, and collapsed pavement swallowing cars.
They better have good insurance, because, like, that is so bad.
When the Lake Superior Zoo flooded, a polar bear was found on a rock that encloses her exhibit, and a seal was spotted on a city street. They're being moved to a St. Paul Zoo. About a dozen other animals died. Also affected, nearby Superior, where the University of Wisconsin Superior campus had to be shut down because of power outages and flooded basements. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Oracle's billionaire CEO is buying Hawaii. Well, at least part of the state. Larry Ellison purchasing 98% of the island of Lanai, which has a lot more pineapples than people. He's reportedly paying $500 to $600 million for Lanai's 141 square miles. The sellers say Ellison plans substantial investments to boost tourism to Lanai. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda. About 8:05 in the morning, June the 21st. Good morning, my friends. Linda's on assignment today, but Trish Clark is with me.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone.
And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat pack is going in. They're really typing a lot fast today. And, of course, Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Fast but not furious.
Fast and furious. And they get furious.
Whoa.
Yeah, fast and furious. And you know what? In fact, it's going. I am denying all culpability in the fact that we have a chat room. So,
are you Senator invoking a privilege?
I'm invoking privilege, and Senator Johansson is going to hold me in contempt. Anyway, what's the weather today?
Sunshine today, lots of it. Some afternoon clouds, though. The high will be in the mid-90s tonight. Looking pretty good with a low of 62. Got some clouds moving in. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Very easy. Chance of rain 50%. Got some fire danger out there. Please be careful. And right now in Reading, we're looking at 73 degrees. And the weather report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. It's a short ride out of Palisadjo heading up towards Shingletown. And they're tonight's pizza night. And Linda and I are heading up there for pizza night. And I think Trish said something about she's going up. And so we're going to have a nice time. Each one of the pizzas are handmade, put into a wood-fired oven. You can't ask for more than that. And, of course, music on the weekends. Give them a call at 474-5546. We're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor now, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning. What's it look like now? Nope, hold on. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's it look like out there?
It's still negative territory for us here in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 58 points at 12,765. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1346, and the NASDAQ composite is down 22 points at 2907. Some of the day's biggest movers, Johnson & Johnson, down 16 cents, trading at $66.84. Walgreens positive 9 cents at $29.34. Verizon up 11 cents, trading at $43.41. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Target's down 44 cents at $58.05. Best Buy down 50 cents, trading at $19.81. Costco up 51 cents at 92 even. For commodities, gold is down 28.70 per ounce at $1,587.10. Silver's down 86 cents at $27.52. Crude oil down $1.24, trading at $80 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman. We love having Susan and Kathy and Chris and Josh on because they give us great, great advice for the stock market. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Susan and find out from her what her best advice is because they are really good at what they do. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break and do a little bit early break. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're going to talk about a number of things. Of course, we're going to talk about the latest in the veterans home, but also the property across the street from him, but also his take on what I call the mob mentality in Sacramento. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh.
No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, Music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the Reading Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
8:12 in the morning, June the 21st. 73 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Serving Reading and, of course, the surrounding areas. You want a car, go to Crown Motors. They have new cars and previously owned cars. Every type of car, truck, or SUV that you could possibly think of, they've got them. They'll sell them to you. They're your neighbors. They're going to take care of you. They take great pride in what they sell and how they service these vehicles. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Local, buy local, stay local. Our guest today, Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Carl.
Now you're familiar.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Mojo.
You're familiar with talking on the radio here, right? So we've been okay. Everything that you said about the veterans' home and everybody else, all of us were going, we got to do this, got to do this. Everything you said was, don't worry, the dance of spring will fix this, and you were right.
Well, it's. The difficulty things that you have, one of the most difficult things is to have people understand the political workings. Now you see me, now you don't. You know, and
From an appropriate movie,
I remember that, yeah. That Governor Dancing, I remember it. I don't admit seeing a movie, but I, never mind.
It's what an appropriate movie to talk about politics.
Yes.
The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. That was the name of the movie.
Thank you. You said, yeah, okay. No, the difficulty is obviously that you have to understand how these things are working. And Trish does because she's been in this business a long time. And you always, they gin up all this controversy for political reasons sometimes, and they like to see it coming so that, and then they keep it keep it to themselves. A lot of times they don't want to say anything about it because that gives them, it doesn't give them any opportunity to build up this expectations that they come in and been on the white horse and save the day. But the fact that that's not the way these things work. It has a certain system that they work, if you can call it a system. And
a game.
Okay, we can call it a game because that's basically what it is.
It's the dance of the butterflies.
Well, I don't know too many butterflies down there. I don't know too many butterflies down there, but there are cockroaches. Never mind. But it's difficult for me sometimes to not say exactly what I know because I spent a lot of time, and as you know, in the last trip we had down there.
Yeah, you were down there. You were paving the road for us.
Yeah, I already had talked to leaderships in both houses and the chairs of the committees and everything else. And
as we say, preparatory fires. You were given preparatory fires, and we rolled in afterwards.
Yeah, I like to call it carpet bombing, but it's a system that is actually, I don't know how it works.
Well, you've been in it for 30 years.
23, but, you know, I don't really know how you can avoid this kind of a thing because of the people you're dealing with. This is politics, you know. And that's why, as you mentioned, that's why I call it a dance of spring. Because they're all going to position themselves to figure out how can we use the budget for our benefits and blah, blah, and this kind of thing. But it is. But the bottom line is, yes, it will open.
And when? When do you think it will open?
Well, at the best scenario, which I had to the policy that I had set up and so forth, the Veteran Affairs, was basically we should be able to have it open by the first people coming in somewhere in January next year. But that's going to be delayed, and I think it's probably going to be delayed for about another 4 or 5 months. But having worked on this thing for 17 years, you know, I don't get overly excited about 4 months if I live that long.
Well,
it
still has to go through the governor, and I don't see him. I don't see him blue lining it because I think it would cause such a great deal of outrage. You know, if they did that, you know, if they can't come up with $10 million, right? $10 or $12 million.
$10.6 million
out of this budget to open up two veterans' homes, as one of the Democrats said. You know, this building is there, and every day we don't open it,
it costs money.
It costs us money, you know, that kind of thing. It's
a beautiful building that has to be maintained, sitting out there.
Bobby already
hired. Gotta be costing money.
Oh, yeah. They're already hiring your maintenance workers, securities, and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you've got full-time workers there. Linda Hartman's there working full-time, and yet there's nothing, you know, I don't know what she does. I mean, this is not anything against Linda Hartman, but.
Well,
it's not open.
They have basically she and the young lady that's operating Fresno right now, both of them have something in common. They're going to try to juggle between the two facilities and keep track of everything. And you know, you got to do something for nothing. You know, you got to give them credit for that. But here's the actual thing that's taking place. Both houses. Both the John Perez, the Speaker of the Assembly, and Steinberg, and these are people I know fairly well, anyway, Steinberg at least, over in the Senate. They are not going to mess with this. This, from as far as the houses are concerned, as far as the inside the budget is concerned, it is a done deal. The problem going to be then is going to go to the governor, and he's going to take a look at the budget. The rules for the governor is that he can't add anything into the budget, but he can sure cut things out of the budget, which means that I hope that our legislators, or all of them for that matter, bear in mind that that blue pencil is awful quick sometime, and when you do that, he cannot add anything to the budget, but he can remove from the budget. Now, what is he going to do? I've talked to some people very close down there, and they say, well, the chances are he's not going to touch it as far as the veterans concerned. But it is a little sidebar on that, and that is we have a very tight budget in the Veteran Administration.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, you want the $10.6 million? Take it out of the Veteran Administration budget.
Yeah, so then somebody else gets hammered.
Oh, yeah.
It could be the county Veteran Service officers. I mean, they perform an invaluable service, but they could cut them back.
And they bring a lot of money into the county they represent, or, certainly in this county.
Or programs to help veterans that are coming back, our 30,000 a month that are coming back and they're trying to transition. And that program's been cut out already.
Yeah, but largely can reason has nothing to do with what happened in the government.
Mob mentality down there.
Yeah, unfortunately. But no, everything's going to be all right. So I would say,
good.
Trish, what you're asking is when are we going to vet the people in there? I would say that you probably, buddy, at least a year from now, they're going to be in operations.
Okay.
And the interesting part of this is that the government, the federal government, smarter, a little smarter sometimes, they said, when you get 21 beds filled, we are going to come in, and then we're going to analyze what you're doing and all the rest of the stuff. And if we approve of all this, then we're going to not only authorize you to continue, but we're going to backfill the money, the 65% we should have done from the very beginning. So what we're doing right now, we're front-loading it right now.
And they're going to give us the money later.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. Our guest, Senator Marie Shahanison, we're talking the Veterans Home. We're going to come back and talk about something that's going on across the street from the Veterans Home, the plans for that. But they're also going to get into politics and talk about what he thinks is going on with his experience and what's going to be happening here in the future and here in California, maybe the nation.
And I want to take exception with one comment that the senator made, and that was something about the federal government being smarter in some way and doing something right.
Well, I can't be a little fastidious in the morning, can't I?
Okay, and the senator's being sarcastic. we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Senator Marie Shahanison. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness, and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abai. Linda is on assignment. Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, Carl.
We love having Trish here. 8:25 in the morning, June the 21st. 73 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley run a class place there. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices there. Veterans get discounts. They have icy drinks also. Any type of coffee or coffee-making equipment you can possibly imagine are there. And then you walk over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They're having a big cigar sale, last stick standing going on there. They'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and they are locals, and they do a lot for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Mojo.
Good morning again.
We were talking, during the breaks, you know, things are said that, I know I say this all the time, but Republicans, have they become passé down in Sacramento? Well, I mean, the governor, every elected seat is almost Democrat. The Democrats hold a big advantage in the Assembly and the Senate. I mean, these Republicans that are down there, it must be like, how do they just keep going every day and fighting?
Well, you have to learn how to negotiate. You have to learn how to work with people. You can't tell somebody one day and you know what, and then the next day you come back and say, can I get some help from you? It doesn't work that way. And it is obvious it's going to be some time if we ever have a chance to gain any kind of a balance between the two parties, if you will. So you need to walk with the caucuses. You need to walk with the various people. We have about 6 or 7 different caucuses can work with now, where before we only basically dealt with 2, Republican and Democrat. So you have to learn how to negotiate. Legislators, by virtue of being legislators, they are expected to work on policies and negotiate items out. They have to do that, because otherwise we become like the Shiites and the Sunnis and we kill each other.
But Maurice, when you were there,
yes,
they needed you. They, in order to move the budget, in order to move things that took a certain amount of votes, they needed a couple of Republican votes. So they had to negotiate with you. What is the incentive now for them to listen to the Republicans at all? They don't need your votes.
Well, they can do things like passing a budget that doesn't mean anything. They can do that. But now when it comes to actually some of the expenditures and so forth, it still needs the 2/3 of some of the expenditures.
And they need 2 more senators, and then they got that. So,
well, yeah. Well,
then what? I mean,
if they get to 2 senators, and this is what our fear is that then they can pass anything they want. Right now, they are taking bills, as you know, and they make them hollow bills. And then they fill them with anything they want at 11 o'clock at night and pass them. And
they don't even invite you guys in. I mean, the Republicans, you're not allowed any there, but the Republicans in to vote.
Well, actually, when you deal with the negotiations of trailer bills and this kind of thing, it's basically done by leadership anyway. And, I mean, the federal government has nothing on us. I mean, we pass bills by 2 minutes after midnight, and the only thing that is the same is the number of the bill. And the only requirement is that the bill number has to affect, if it's a veteran issue, there has to be only veteran. Right. They can go into that number.
But they can put anything they want in it, though.
And when you do not have what you need on time, all they do is stop the clock. And when they stop the clock, I objected to it, and they said, the rules are what we say the rules are. So for that, you know, you get the picture real quick. Some of this stuff did not happen in the old days. I had the opportunity to work with the old-timers.
Well, that's what
they did different. They did it different.
Yeah, I think that's what Chris is talking about. Is there a lack of leadership on the Republican side?
Well, I think in most cases it is just throw up your arms and say, hey, forget it, you know. It's nothing I can do good anyway.
But that's what the voters are feeling in these areas where we elect Republican, good conservative people down there to try to get some flavor of what we want in the North State. We elect these people, but it almost gets to the point where we think, why bother? Does it make a difference which Republican I send down there when none of them can do anything?
No, that's not the case. Send the proper people down that know how to negotiate, know how to friendship. See, a lot of this stuff down there happens because of friendships that you have and the contact you have. If just because they have some big party that the Democrats have, hey, show up to it. Be part of it. And they do the same thing with you. That was Willie Brown's big suit. He used to do that. He used to be for everybody.
A lot of criticism against Willie Brown, but the man knew how to work the system, how to get it done.
Okay, you know, we're gonna need to take a break for the news here. Jim's on the line. Jim, I hope you hold. Please hold till after the news, and we'll get to you right after we get from the news. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, and, of course, Trish Clark joining me on Thursdays. And we always love having Trish here. 8:30, and we'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Commerce Secretary John Bryson announces his resignation. Earlier this month, he'd been involved in car crashes in California and had been on medical leave. In a letter, Bryson saying he was stepping down to prevent his situation from becoming a distraction at his agency. As attorneys in the Jerry Sandusky trial get their last chance to make their case, the judge tossing out some charges against the ex-Penn State coach.
Jerry Sandusky now faces 48 charges after Judge John Cleland threw out three of them, all related to the testimony of accuser number four, saying that testimony didn't bear out those charges.
Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP.
Cleland denied a request to toss out five other charges about a boy that was allegedly seen with Sandusky by a janitor. Sandusky denies all the charges. The jury is expected to get the case this afternoon.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda, is getting ready for the, you know, for her, Joy Magazine has a show tonight. Linda has her day that she's getting other things done around
that's
the house.
It's going to be a good show because the Enjoy Magazine is just a great production here in Shasta County. It's always good to catch up with them.
They are, and also they're starting their Movies in the Park series this Friday, and so that's going to be big. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. The police gets their haircut there. Trish doesn't get her haircut there, though. Right. No. But you'd be welcome to sit down and read up on guns and ammo.
I could find that interesting.
Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson. And, Jim, you've been holding on. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask Maurice, how much of a problem is those entrenched staffers down there in Sacramento on getting information to the legislator so he can act upon things in a timely manner?
Well, I would say probably that in some cases, 90% of what the legislators do, they come out of the staff. And I always find myself on the side that if I want something, really something done, I go to the staffers that I know and have them insert things in and have them work with it, and then things then sort of filters back up. Sometimes the most important thing you do down there is to make sure that you're on the side of all the staff and see how they are working. And because it is a circus down there, and quite frankly, some of the legislators, they get a crib sheet they come to the floor with and tell them how they should vote and all the rest of stuff because they haven't really read the bills and stuff that needed to come through.
Is that worse because of term limits?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, and I worked hard for the term limit to go in, and I found myself later on said, Willie Brown, where are you? We need you.
And the term limit really was to get rid of Willie Brown.
Of course it was. You know, he and I used to have real conversations with this, and I ended up really respect the guy. He knew what legislators was all about, and he didn't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, or who you were. If you had a problem, and I give you just one example, one of our members was a lady on the Republican side. Her daughter had gotten a DUI. She went to Willie Brown, never heard anything again. I'm telling you, he knew how to work the system. He really did, and I call him on his birthday, and we talk again. I mean, he's... To me, he is the epitome of a mover and shake.
You know, I was not in support of term limits because I have to tell you that I rather predicted exactly what was going to happen. We were now going to be run by the bureaucrats and the staffers. Felt strongly about that. I still believe we have to go back to the voters. If the voters would do their job and pay attention and put people in and then watch what they do, and then take them out if they aren't doing their job. That's a lot to ask for. It could happen, but term limits I don't think was the answer.
No, term limit was not. Actually, we had term. You always had term limits. And term limit was elected out.
So that's how it works at the local level. You don't do your job, you get booted.
Yeah. Jim, did I answer your question?
Well, used to.
Yeah. Thank you very much for answering that.
You know, somebody just wrote and it says that Sacramento has a staph infection. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Oh, I never touched it. No, it is important that we understand that it is just in any government agency, elected people come and go, but staff live on forever.
Well, you know what we used to do? I mean, when I was stationed in back in Quantico, and it was the nearest, you know, Marine Corps base to, of course, D.C., we used to, on a regular basis, bring staff members out of Congress and senators staff members, and take them around and show them things like give them rides in tanks, let them shoot machine guns and all these things. And this was year, I mean, this was decades ago. And the reason was, when I say decades, this was back in the 70s, and so they still do it, 80s, 90s now, is because so few of the senators and congressmen have been in the service. But that was okay because a lot of their staff had been veterans. Now, a lot of the staff weren't veterans back then, so you had to introduce them to the military because the staff told them what they should be thinking on a lot of issues, you know, because there's just so much, you know, so they got these reports. So we were trying to educate the staff on what the military did and what our missions were. I mean, I don't know how you can even, I mean, I don't know how you can fix that.
Well, yeah, you fix that is that you recognize that we are not the Sunnis and the Shiites. We are there to negotiate. Like Steve Pease in San Diego, the Democrat, and he wrote a paper on that, which basically is said, you are there to negotiate. That is not a dirty word, to negotiate. If you are entrenched in one way, you got to be careful, because you're going to get hammered down and you will never be able to come back up again.
And there's a big distinction between negotiation and building a consensus.
Yes, but see, I have a little bit of a problem. Leadership is somewhat different than consensus. If all you do is go for consensus, you're not exercising leadership.
Great, then that's the point I want to make.
Yep.
Big difference between negotiation and consensus.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johanneson, and, of course, Trish Clark. They're having a great, you know, I love watching them get into discussions. I just sit back and learn. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm attorney Lucky Jastrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jastrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jastrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief
under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today. You know, got on the spot with Linda Bott. Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Morning.
8:45 in the morning, June the 21st, 76 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. And now son Ernie and wife Jessica are running it. They offer a full range of not only just great bikes, the Harley Davidson, of course, but every accessory you can think of, all the clothing, and maintenance on your motorcycle. So important. You got to stay, keep those maintained. Make sure your tires are up. You know, you got to come, go down there. If you've got any questions, and say, hey, just do a safety check on my bike. You can buy a bike. They have financing available. They can take bikes in on consignments. Go visit them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Just remember, it's Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're talking, and Trish and he are having just a great time talking back and forth here in politics and stuff. You know, when you say negotiation, Mojo, and I understand negotiation, but it reminds me of the movie Braveheart. When the Scottish lords go out and say, we must negotiate with the British. They were across the field there with their heavy cavalry and all this. And he says, you know, we must negotiate. And here's the British sitting out there with their heavy, heavy, heavy cavalry and they're, you know, outnumbered the Scots that are there and their little bitty shields and, you know, and there's kilts. And, William Wallace rides up and he goes, and they said, we must go out and negotiate. And they said to Wallace, what are you going to do? I'm going to go start a war. Is negotiation at a certain point? I mean, does it need to go into guerrilla warfare or something?
Well, if you are definitely in the minority, you go nowhere unless you know how to deal with people. You don't go anywhere. But you also have to bear in mind you have certain principles that you deal with. You don't cross it. But you see, I don't know any Democrats in the Capitol, they don't know what the principles are for Republicans. And I also don't know any Republicans down there that don't understand what the principles are for the Democrats. So what you have to do is to try to avoid the landmines and work around it. That's how you get the things done. Because they don't want it. They're trying to protect their position and their constituency. You are trying to protect your constituency and your position. And more than ever right now, they're protecting their jobs.
Well, and you're really basically saying you need to learn to agree to disagree about those things that aren't going to change. Your principles.
Absolutely. And then you walk away from them.
And then move on to those things that you can make a difference in.
And I know that
there's a lot of issues we can deal with for the American people and the people in California that are just basic nonpartisan issues.
Yeah, but to do that, you got to be able to, you know, what's wrong if you have somebody that's really uptight about certain things and said, let's go out and get a beer or cross the street to do something like that. You know, old Dills, he told me when I got in there, he says, son, I was here before you were born, which is doggone close. I was there the first time in 1936. And he told me, he says, don't invite somebody, which I, by the way, I shouldn't have, invite somebody in the hallway. You know, don't do that. He says, what I want you to do is get on your mic and basically say, Mr. President, can we lay this one over? And we have a little discussion, my opponent and I like to talk about. And he says, then you go across the street, have a couple of glasses of wine or whatever you want, then come back in again. And if you have come to some kind of understanding, which most of the time you can find avenues around it. And he said, yes. Senator, just pick up your mic and say, Mr. President, we are now ready to cast that vote. He says, that's how you do it. Don't put a line so strong
that neither one of you can back
either on. One can back out.
Okay, let's kind of change gears here. The property across the street from the VA, our new veterans home, you have purchased that, and you are doing something great again. You built the chapel out there at IGO. Now, you've got something else going.
Well, what we're basically trying to do is make this a veteran center for Northern California. And obviously, we need a lot more room than the 150 bed that we have been allocated here. And by the way, you don't gear up with 150 bed in a hurry because you have about 245 employees. They're going to be trained and everything else. It's going to be a slow process doing it. But the one of the things that we needed to do is find a place for the veterans where they can live. And so the plan is for one building, it's a three-story building with about 111 apartments that they live and take care of themselves. If they come to a point where they can't do it anymore, then we can transfer them over into the skilled nursing facilities and so forth across the street. In addition to that, I'm planning or hoping to be able to put in a veteran clinic there, which is about a 2 to 3 times the size of what existing that we have. And the reason that we need that there is because then the people that lives in those homes, they ride across the park there.
Right.
And they can get help from the Veteran Administration there. Also, the state government can save an awful lot, tens of millions of dollars, as a matter of fact, because then they can let the veteran clinic do all the services and medications and everything else across the street. I mean, it's a natural
progression of it.
Natural. And by building, and the reason that can be done is that the government won't pay a dime into the construction and all the rest of the stuff. We can hand deliver to them, and they can lease it off or whatever they want to, donate whatever they want to. They can have the keys to it, and here you are for the next 20, 30 years at least.
We've got that. We've got a place for not only is the veterans home, but we also have a living center for veterans. And they've all got to be veterans, right?
Oh, yes.
And so, I've seen these around the country.
Veterans or veteran spouses?
Yes.
I have seen these around the country before, where just veterans can live in these, and it's not assisted living. But they are there with people that are there to help them, you know, that you're going to have dining rooms and
rec centers,
and all that. It's going to be a senior veterans home.
But the safety that they feel is that
yes.
If you're only a few steps away from the doctors or a medical clinic.
And they're surrounded by people with like interests.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes.
They live longer that way.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
I run a senior center. I know about that.
Yeah. Right. You know what? This is, again, something you're doing out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, it is.
Yes.
But because I probably at my senior stage of senior citizen, I won't probably live long enough to really realize all of it. But I want to put it in place where it can't be backed off again, but it is going to be a tough sale. I think that as far as the funding is concerned for the veteran home itself, or the residence, not the veteran home as we have now, that I think is going to be fairly simple to get financed. The clinic, however, is a whole different ballgame because that's strictly controlled by the federal government. And I'm trying to...
But if you offer them the land...
I'm trying to contact Shinseki. I've sent them all this stuff. And Peter Gravett, which took my job as the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, he knows Shinseki pretty well, Eric Shinseki. And I asked him if he can give me help. And he says, yeah, I have no problem with that. He says, because I used to work with him. And he says, the only difference between us is I'm only a 2-star. He is a 4-star. So
okay, well we'll let the elephants go stomping around, as we say. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment. Trish Clark is here, and of course our guest Senator Marisha Hanison. We'll be right back.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work.
At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweep. Do you prefer hiring experts but still need to watch your money? Call Flu Season and ask about our off-season rates and guaranteed no price increase for up to 3 years. We are certified technicians servicing wood, gas, and pellet-burning heating appliances, dryer vents, and we service, repair, and install evaporative coolers. Our experience is tested. Why settle for less? Call Flu Season today, the Chimney Professionals. Free advice at 221-3331. 221-3331.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
Carl and Linda Bott, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And Joy Magazine is going to be there. Our guest today is Senator Marisha Hennison. And, of course, Trish Clark is always with us. Yes.
Hello, good morning, everyone. This has been a great show.
Yeah, hey, Mojo.
I'd like to live in the state of Jefferson myself.
I like it here.
That's another whole show.
That's another whole show.
How do we get standing here? How do we do that? Can we just, like, you know, like, put a little block on, you know, like a little toll road as you come up to a certain point, say, down in Corning, and you put a, like a, you know, like a little bridge, you know, put a little, you know, spot through there, a little toll booth, and people come in and pay a quarter or something like that, and then they, and that would fund us.
We can go with Rivera Gensemo's idea. We can annex to the state of Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Give them a seaport. Is that what it was?
I love the idea. We have a non-contiguous annexation to the state of Texas.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun.
Mojo, what do you think about the election here? We've got Rick Bassetti, yeah. It looks like, and Brian Daly are running for the assembly. Ted Gaines and I think the Democrat, whoever that is, and I don't mean it that way, but I mean I can't think of her name right now. You've got Jim Reed running against Doug LaMalfa. What do you think about the upcoming elections?
No, I think that you have in the case of the city, and I think both of these individuals, born and raised basically up in the North State, and both of them would be good people.
It would be nice to have somebody from Shasta County again, though.
Yes, it absolutely does not hurt to have that. But I just want to say that both of them are good people.
And that's true, and I agree with that, they're both good people. We're not going to be hurt.
No, we're not going to be hurt, but it is still important to get homegrown ourselves, you know, up here.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as the other races, I think that I don't know that much about Reed because I haven't paid that much of attention to him, and I don't know.
Most of the voters don't either. It seems
no,
like.
But the thing about it is that I think that we are still a conservative part of the state. They used to tell me that Northern California has rapidly become the Orange County North, and I think that most people that think and feel like us that sort of gravitate up to the North State, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to somewhat keep control of that.
Well, you know, I think so too. We're getting, changes, you know, I think in our demographics. You know, one of the things, we've only got like a minute left, is, you know, we could go on for another hour easily. And demographics may be changing here, and we need to, as businesses roll into Redding, which I hope they do, because you can put any type of business here, and it's the surrounding area is so beautiful.
We need to work on, though, maintaining that conservative bent in Northern California, or we'll all have to move out of the state. We can't live like they do with the rest of the state.
But I can't figure out where to go.
That's it. Hey, thank you so much for being here, Senator Anytime. Maurice Yohannes, and of course, Trish Clark being here.
It was fun working with you again.
Nice
Maurice.
To see you
It's
again.
Always good to see you. You know, now tomorrow, Jim
we
Nielsen.
We spent a lot of time together. It was fun, though.
It was. We had a good time.
Jim Nielsen's going to call in tomorrow morning at 7:30, talk to us about what's going on and his newest bills and these tax bills. And there's things going on with taxes that you just can't believe. And then we have Bob Dunlap coming in to give us an update about what's going on with our veterans and the new programs and such that's going around in Shasta County. Next week, of course, we've got a whole bunch of great things coming in.
And don't forget the American Legion conference here starting tomorrow at the Convention Center.
I'm going to welcome them to Reading.
There you go. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your you?
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading. My ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. While one member of President Obama's cabinet faces a contempt vote in Congress next week, another has just resigned. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor is live in Washington.
Commerce Secretary John Bryson was involved in several traffic accidents this month in Los Angeles. He has blamed them on a seizure. Now Bryson says because the seizure could be a distraction from his job performance at the Commerce Department, he's giving up the job. In an exchange of letters with Bryson, President Obama accepted the resignation and offered Bryson his thanks and appreciation. Ron.
Then, Steve, there's Attorney General Eric Holder. A day after a House committee recommended he be held in contempt, Holder says his dispute with Republicans could still end with a negotiated settlement.
I think the possibility still exists that it can happen in that way.
Holder today in Denmark suggesting a compromise might yet be reached on what documents he turns over for the investigation of the Fast and Furious gun-running operation. Jerry Sandusky's attorney makes his final argument.